Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to the Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and our word this week is forgiveness. A basic dictionary definition of the word forgive is to give up resentment of or claim to requital, to grant relief from payment of, or to cease to feel resentment against an offender. And it's often in that last sense in which we think of this word. We think of that emotional aspect of it. A person has wronged or offended someone, there's an emotional response to that, and then forgiveness is the process by which a person gets rid of those feelings of having been offended. But when the Bible speaks about forgiveness, especially when it has to do with God's forgiveness, it's less about changing feelings or emotions and more about an actual restoration of a relationship. When the Bible talks about forgiveness, it is primarily talking about God's forgiveness of sinful human beings by removing guilt from transgressors and so releasing them from their deserved penalty. So the first thing we need to understand is that forgiveness is something that we desperately need. We're all sinners, and we know that the wages of sin is death. We have broken our relationship with God and can do nothing to restore it. And so again, this is something that we all need. There are various pictures in the Old Testament that express the idea of forgiveness. One such word means to send away, as the scapegoat was sent away into the wilderness to bear the sins of the Israelites on the Day of Atonement. Another word is usually translated as atonement, meaning to cover up. An example is Deuteronomy 21:8. Accept atonement, O Lord, for your people Israel, whom you have redeemed, and do not set the guilt of innocent blood in the midst of your people Israel, so that their blood guilt be atoned for. And again, that means covered up. Another word speaks of forgiveness as wiping away or blotting out of transgressions. So David prayed in Psalm 51:1 that God would blot out his transgressions. The Old Testament clearly teaches that God is a forgiving God, but he is also a just God. Exodus 34:6 and 7 makes this clear as the Lord passes by Moses and proclaims, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation. So in forgiving us, God can't just simply look past our sins. God is holy and just, and our sin is offensive to him. It's a violation of those characteristics of God, and they must be dealt with. And in order for this to happen, a life must be taken as a substitute for that of the sinner. As Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And so in the Old Testament, you have the sacrificial system with its many daily sacrifices of animals. But those sacrifices didn't win forgiveness for the people of the Old Testament. They pointed to that one life that would be sacrificed to win forgiveness for all people for all time. In the person of Jesus Christ himself, there is forgiveness. Colossians 1:14 points out that it is through Christ that we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Romans 8:3 and 4 describes the fact that Christ is the perfect substitute for sinners. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And so we have forgiveness through Christ. In his Son, God has restored our relationship with him, which we had broken. The Apostle Paul likes to speak of our forgiveness as our justification. Romans 3:23 and 24 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God's forgiveness is one of those things that sets Christianity apart from all other religions. The idea that God is a God who desires to have a personal relationship with his people is a foreign concept to all other religions. What's more, we have a God who desires to restore the relationship with him that we have broken, and he does all of the work to restore it himself. We read in Ezekiel 34:11 and 16, "For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." What an amazing gift God's forgiveness is. It's completely undeserved. And yet, because our God is loving beyond what we could put into words, he has forgiven us, even at the high cost of sacrificing his own son. What better way, then, can we give thanks to God for his forgiveness than by forgiving others? Ephesians 4:31 and 32 encourages us to let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. We pray in the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And so we pray that the Lord would give us a forgiving heart that shows mercy and an eagerness to restore the relationship with those who have wronged us. May God even help us to forgive our enemies as Christ directs us, remembering that we were forgiven when we were God's enemies. What a wonderful concept forgiveness is. As you go through your week, may you remember and rejoice in that fact that you are forgiven of all your sins.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.